privilege we have at this time to go into your word. I come under the covering of the apostolic and prophetic anointings of our fathers, and under the lordship and authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, the shepherd and bishop of our souls. Thank you for the privilege that I have at this time to minister your word under covering. Pray you grant me the grace to minister the word of God with power, with accuracy, with clarity, with simplicity, and with the love and comfort of the Holy Spirit. I pray that a clear channel be created and maintained in the heavenlies, through which more than enough of the life and power of God flows, that by the reason of the Spirit and the Word, you will break yokes, you will heal bodies, you will meet needs, you will transform lives, you will solve riddles, you will dissolve doubts, you bring glory to the name of Jesus, blessings to the sons of men. Let the Word of God have a free course in our hearts, and let the Word of God be glorified. Father, we are not ignorant of the devices of the enemy against effectual delivery and receiving of the word, and so under the covering of our fathers and under the lordship and authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, I come against every foul spirit of distraction, intimidation, offense, mind wandering, fear, unbelief, weariness, infirmities, and such like, including human spirits in alliance with the devil. All you sought contrary foul spirits, I cast you out. Destroy your works, resist and bind you and break your hold over our hearts, bodies, and circumstances in Jesus' name. We lose the angels of God and the seven spirits of God to go fulfill the air. Enforce and execute God's perfect concern our prayers, concern our hearts, bodies, and circumstances in Jesus' name. Our Father, we thank you because you answer our prayers. You do more than what we ask, more than what we think, according to your power that is at work within us. It's well with us, our Father, and we fulfill our destinies. In Jesus' name. Hey, let's give the Lord a super hand clap. Mercy. Praise the Lord. Let's be seated. Amen. I want us to be attentive. Well, we don't have a very long message tonight. It's titled Living in the Supernatural. Living in the Supernatural. Praise the Lord. Living in the Supernatural. Love and greetings from Pastor Laulu. Let's give Pastor Laulu a round of applause. Let's honor our 40-year-old pastor. Turn 40. He'll be with us next week, Friday. We thank God for his life and the grace and the anointing of God and the anointing of the fathers on him. We continue to abound in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Living in the supernatural. The natural is decaying. Praise the Lord. The natural is what? Decaying. When we were growing up, you really didn't need, let me recast that. There did not have to be a church influence on your life that much to see righteousness in you, because the natural then was righteous. Basic, they'll teach you at home, don't steal. You won't hear it in church, you'll hear it at home. You'll be taught by the environment, by the society, that you shouldn't tell lies. They catch you telling lies outside. Somebody will just hold your hand in the community and drag you to your mother and say you are telling lies. You are telling lies, and they will beat you. The environment was righteous. Praise the Lord. The community trained the child. We looked out for one another. The environment did not condone evil. Praise the Lord. Like I had one Anglican reverend say, that was during my mom's funeral. He was speaking and he just went on a tangent. He said, in his days, as a youth, the tattered hair, torn clothes were outside. Well-dressed, well-behaved children are inside. Say today, the tattered hair and torn clothes are now inside. We felt those people then were mad. But what you call mad now is what is in the house. The natural is decaying. Praise the Lord. So, to stay righteous, to live a righteous life, it has to be supernatural. Praise the Lord. And I know sometimes we use that word supernatural. Some of the immediate things that come to our mind is Superman. Somebody flying in the air. Praise the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 4 and 5. Oh, good. My speech and my proclamation. No, give me King James. Yeah. My speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Given the scripture, I think in the gospel, they were describing Jesus, but his words were with power. Let me find that scripture. But his words were with power. Let's see whether they can. In the gospel, do you have it? Yes. He taught them as one having authority or with power and not as the scribes. Praise the Lord. That our speech is not with enticing words of men's wisdom, but by the demonstration and of power. Luke chapter 4, verse 32. Luke 4, 32. King James. And they were astonished. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power. Praise the Lord. It takes power to live a righteous life. Praise the Lord. It takes power to be at peace. Please, let's step that down. It takes power to be at peace. It takes power to be at peace. There's so much turmoil in the world. Praise the Lord. But to be at peace, it has to be enforced. And the kingdom of God is what? Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. Those things need to be enforced. Because the devil, there's a wave of the enemy trying to take those things away. Take away righteousness. Take away peace. People are not at peace. Yeah, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. It's not natural. Praise the Lord. But righteousness, peace and joy in the Holy Ghost, that's the supernatural. Amen. Natural life is getting decayed. That's why there's so much drug consumption. Because peace is not just there. A man is looking for peace. They can't enforce righteousness. Now, maybe for them to condone their hearts, they've made unrighteousness the law. If you're against abortion, you're abnormal. You may be sacked from your job in some countries in the world now. If you say you don't believe in homosexuality, you will lose your job in some places. They've now made unrighteousness the law. Now you know why you have to live in supernatural. Yeah, I was reading in Canada, a boy in school, he's in probably like SS2, in a debate, he said marriage is between a man and a woman. He faced the disciplinary committee. He faced the disciplinary committee. He'll be accused of hate speech, of divisiveness. Don't think it's not coming here. Never you be deceived about that. Praise the Lord. Why do you say it's not coming? What is holding it from coming? Natural is decaying. Amen. It takes righteousness. It takes supernatural to be at peace. It takes supernatural to live a righteous life. It takes the supernatural to have a joyful life. Praise the Lord. And the catch here is that if you want to stick to just a natural life, read my book, eat my food, go to class, go to work. No, that's just skip. I didn't even say an evil life. Oh. I say natural. Let's leave evil out of it. Just natural life. I eat my food. I go to class. I watch TV. I go and sleep. Praise the Lord. It will look natural at the beginning. But very soon it's going under gravity. It's going under what? I mean, it's going down. There's a saying in the world now, I say, he's gone south. What it does mean is that there's a force beyond him that is now controlling him. He said, the guy has gone south. He can't control the alcohol. He can't control sexual appetite. He can't control drugs. His life has gone south. To stay stable, it takes supernatural power. Praise the Lord. If you want to be too neutral, natural, it's just a question of time. You are going south. You are going south. So we have to live a supernatural life. I've not actually said spectacular. Because that's why I say when you say supernatural, people think of something big. The leg, the withered hand grows out. I'll come to that. That's spectacular. And it's a product of supernatural. Amen. But we're first talking of a supernatural, even without spectacular. Amen. That's the one Jesus lived from age 0 till 30. Amen. Was a supernatural life. Then at Jordan River, he added the spectacular. Amen. You are looking for spectacular without the supernatural, you will do witchcraft. You will do witchcraft. So you need to be at peace and consistent with the supernatural. And wait for your God. He's going to bring the spectacular. Praise the Lord. Stay with the supernatural. Your life first has to be supernatural. Amen. And then with the supernatural, with time, will come the spectacular. The one that God gives. Amen. So you must think beyond this mundane life. Read my book. Graduate. Get a job. Get married. Have children. It's natural. No evil in it. But the natural life cannot sustain that life anymore. Can't sustain peace in a home. Can't sustain unity of husband and wife. Can't sustain righteousness in the workplace. All that you need supernatural. Amen. That means God must be actively involved in all aspects of your life. So that the natural that we are talking about, you will live it supernaturally. Praise the Lord. Your eating is controlled. You eat, but it's controlled. Your TV is controlled. Your talking is controlled. Your reading is enlightened. I'm talking of school work. Oh. With God intervening and helping you. At work, you are distinguished. Like Joseph in prison. He was in prison, but he was supernatural. There was nothing spectacular, but there was just something about him. As a slave, they made him the boss. In prison, they made him the boss. Potiphar knew that there's something with this guy. The prison warden knew that there's something about this guy. Ultimately, when Pharaoh now brought him out, spectacular was added to the supernatural. Very important. So, how do we live this supernatural life? Pastor, God bless him. Can we give Pastor Lubi a round of applause? Thank God for his life. He called it 4 daily habits that guarantees growth. But that's how to live a supernatural life. Mo, can you give me what Pastor sent to us? And I'm sure it's you can actually open your phone. It's on Zion City platform. Okay, good. It's here. 4 daily habits that will guarantee the growth of the believer in Christ. But these 4 daily habits sees to it that your life is supernatural. Praise the Lord. That God controls your life. Amen. That everything will work together for good. Praise the Lord. People just be wondering about you. Ah. Then those who want to be honest, but when? Well, leave him alone. I'm alone. They really don't agree with you. They really are envious of you. But in the honesty of their heart, they know that this guy is a child of God. Praise the Lord. Agrees the child of God. Number one, accept God's commandment of love. There must be a desire to develop the character of love. Praise the Lord. Like I said, it's on the Zion City platform. There must be a desire to develop the character of love. Love is the fulfilling of the law. Praise the Lord. Well, I know Pastor taught us those things beautifully 10, 15 years ago. He says, until the entire world passes away, not a jot or a tittle of the law will go unfulfilled. Then people will say, from Genesis to Exodus to Leviticus to Numbers. God, Jesus talking, he said, until heaven and earth pass, not one jot or tittle of the law will pass without being fulfilled. He said, but love is the fulfilling of the law. So all that one that you want to, love is the fulfilling of the law. There must be a desire to keep the commandment of love. And Pastor Soto, 1 Corinthians 13, 4 to 8, love is patient and kind. It's not proud. It's not boastful. You confess those things. Confess them to yourself. There's a passion to live a love life. The love of God, agape. Amen. That's how. No wonder that's how you live in the supernatural. Praise the Lord. The world has gone out of the love atmosphere. Out of the orbit of love. They've gone out of it. Amen. God's love. They've gone out. But that's how to walk in the supernatural. Forgiveness. And God just shows up and says, let it go. How can you? Despite. It's not you. It's God. It's God. God just showed up and that was it. Amen. Passion to live the love. Bible says charity, that's love, is the bond of perfectness. Amen. You want to say perfection and it's love that does it. I say charity is the bond of perfectness. Praise the Lord. Number two, let's go back to our chat. So please, 1 Corinthians 13. Hey, Pastor Lalu, just glory be to God. I'm with you. So it's with us in the service, praying along. Number two, pray the Pauline prayers. Amen. Let's particularly single out two of them. Ephesians 1:16. Ephesians 1, 16, 17. Let me just tell you, our pastor taught us many years Pauline prayers. He learned it from Kenneth Hagin. When you read the book of Paul, all the way from Romans to 1 Thessalonians, there are some prayers. You see Paul say, I pray daily for you. I do not cease to pray for you that. So there are some prayers Paul prayed constantly for the people he was shepherding. Praise the Lord. And then they came to be known as Pauline prayer. But what was now obvious in the trend of those prayers were prayers that bring revelation. That brings what? Revelation. Amen. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding, being enlightened. What's the opposite of being enlightened? Being in darkness. Being in darkness. They can't see God. They can't understand God. And then, to soothe themselves, they say there is no God. But it was their eyes was darkened. The first say, couldn't see him, can't understand him. Later they say there is no God. A fool says in his heart that there is no God. That you may know what is the hope of your calling, the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and the exceeding greatness of God's power towards us who believe. Amen. And it ends with the resurrection. According to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead. Amen. We just celebrated Easter. What is the game changer in Christianity is resurrection. Praise the Lord. Because when the spectacular healing is resurrection power. Revelation enlightenment is resurrection power. Praise the Lord. Light is resurrection power. Amen. Ephesians 3:14. From 14, then we'll look at Colossians 1:9. Ephesians 3:14. Okay, let me pick it. That he will grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your heart by faith, that you become rooted and grounded in love. Praise the Lord. These are the prayers. Strengthened. Yes, if you are natural, you'll be spiritually weak. You need to be strengthened with might by God's spirit in the inner man. It's supernatural life that makes you wake up early to pray. Amen. It's supernatural life that makes you carry the Bible and not sleep. If you are natural, carry the Bible, you will sleep. I'm just telling you. No need to tell you. I'm sure you've all found out. Carry the Bible, you will sleep. Is this because there are spiritual forces? When you are honest, you will acknowledge these things. Colossians 1:9. So these are Pauline prayers. So pray for yourself every day. Colossians 1:9. Yes, thank you. That you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long suffering with joyfulness. I've told you it takes supernatural to be joyful and be at peace. And I like this scripture, that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, natural, spiritual, academic, everything, being fruitful in every good work. Amen. Praise the Lord. To the glory of God. So I think I've said it here before. I was teaching students in Abuja. Then I used to visiting professor. So I was teaching 200, 300 level. And one guy, after any question, he said, I have a question. but it's not related to the what the anatomy you are teaching. I said, what's the question? He said, sir, how do you do it? You're a professor. You're a researcher. You're a pastor. You're a family man. You talk about your wife and children. Well, it's a class. You couldn't really break it down. I say it's supernatural. But you know, what he's saying to the glory of God is, one was walking worthy of God unto all pleasing. Amen. If you get to the world now, check its standard. He's very rich. He's very intellectual. But he beats his wife. Okay? He doesn't beat his wife. He's a good family man. But he's a drunkard. And he steals money. You just can't. No. But if supernatural, you walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. Being fruitful in every good work. Praise the Lord. Take supernatural. Like I said, all this one, we've not talked miracles. We are talking living a life that people cannot live. An unbalanced life is what people live. Don't be fooled. Excuse me. It's an unbalanced life. You only envy what you see. But when you see everything, it's an unbalanced life. It struck me as a young boy in school, 17, in the university. I was looking for role models. Then a teacher will teach you in class, wow, you'll be awed. Intellectual, brilliant man, exposed. He's gone to America and everything. He tells. Then you move close to him. You want to go to his office. The man is always going about with small girls. I know his wife and two children. I said, no, I don't want to live this kind of life. But I was attracted because he was intelligent. But now I found out that he's one womanizer with jumping from one 18-year-old to a 19-year-old girl. I said, I don't want to live this life. You see another one, brilliant man. He gets you all in class. Then you find out he's the patron of the AF fraternity. I said, I don't want that one. And it worried me as a young person. Who is the balanced person? It drove me to get serious with my Christianity. And made me passionate to be a mentor for young people. Because I was looking for. But you just saw, and like I said, you will only envy what you see. When you move closer, you will see his hole. The life is not balanced. It takes the supernatural to live a balanced life. So we've talked about how to maintain that supernatural life. Let's go back to our chat. We have to be rounding up. So let there be a passion, a commitment to walk in the love of God. 1 Corinthians 13:4-8. Confess it, meditate and practice it. Pray the Pauline prayers. Ephesians 1:16, Ephesians 3, giving the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Number 3, pray in the spirit at least an hour. Some of us may not start from 1 hour, but start. Amen. Praying in the spirit, obviously, is an evidence of the supernatural. Amen. Then immerse yourself in it. Praise the Lord. Continue in it. Amen. Let me tell you something. I don't know whether you have been confused before. You reach a sudden, what do you do? There are always two things to do at sudden. It happens to us. Sudden decision, or you are... Acknowledge the Lord. It's scripture. In all thy ways, acknowledge me. Father, have mercy. That's acknowledge the Lord. Then pray in the spirit. Amen. That's supernatural life. Supernatural life. Many times we don't know we have tools in our hands. Acknowledge the Lord. Pray in the spirit. Amen. So start from your 10 minutes to your 20 minutes. You grow. But let there be a... Should they tick a day that your tongues was not heard in heaven? Don't let them tick that day. No. Don't let them tick that day. Should we tick a day that your tongues were not heard in heaven? No, don't let them take that day. Praise the Lord. Because we have to live a supernatural life. Amen. Praise the Lord. Lastly, read the word. Amen. Read the word. Balanced Bible reading. Amen. I tell my children, read the word. And sometimes the days you are busy, uncle, read small. Don't do a day, no word. No, read small. Read one part. Then I said that sometimes the whole day, I can meditate, uncle, but read. Before I sleep, I must read something. Amen. Then probably like a Monday evening, I'm free. Then I can read 45 minutes, an hour, and cover up my deficiencies. Praise the Lord. So at the end of the week, my diet is balanced. Today you are fasting. At the end of the day, you just drank Coke and ate biscuit. But before the whole week ends, you must have eaten fish. You must have taken cornflakes. So by the end of the week, your diet is balanced. Amen. So it will never show that you are malnourished. Amen. Yeah. So please, balance. That keeps you in your life supernatural. Supernatural just means that God controls it. God intervenes in it. God dictates it. Amen. The world is in trouble. They are without God in this world. But you are with God in this world. And one with God is majority. It's a sick world, though. I don't envy them. They can have all the research. I just look at them. I don't joke with my own God. Praise the Lord. I won't sacrifice God because I want their research money. I will not. Praise the Lord. You see, at the end of the day, I know this. Anybody can run any race he wants. God always has joker for his children. Where was Joseph when Pharaoh had senators, advisors, that were advising him, that were being paid, that were living in the palace? They were advisors. But Joseph, just a joker. Pharaoh had to say, look for any man. Excuse me, where can we find such a man? It was not pointing to Joseph. Where there is light, understanding, and knowledge of the holy gods. Only one advice. You overtook all the ones. The joker is with God. Stay supernatural. Don't go and sacrifice God because you want to follow some people. Who are they? You want to be in their midst. You want to be in their company. And you sacrifice God. Don't sacrifice God, though. Don't sacrifice God because of them. They are empty. What you see outside is what you envy. One of the topmost scientists in my field, brain science. I don't know if he's still alive now. Because when I met him, was maybe almost 70. Last time I met him was like 76. Top guy, still does research and everything. And he told us that dreams are a product of brain's internal thinking. I said, excuse me, sir. What of when people dream and later it comes to pass? How is that a product of brain's internal thinking? But I know he doesn't believe in God. So he looked at me and said, my own dreams never come to pass. I said, that's not the story for everybody. There are some dreams we dream, and later during the day, what we dream. So, as usual, I wanted to turn it off. A 76-year-old man, so I just backed down. But I just tried to tell him, you cannot limit everything to the physical. You cannot. You can't limit anything to the physical. Everything, no. Lastly, as we continue this supernatural life, as we live in it, grow in it, develop in it, God is going to add the spectacular. Praise the Lord. God is going to add the spectacular. The problem with the church in the last 10, 15 years is that nobody wants to take the time to grow and develop and perfect in that supernatural. They just want the spectacular. And that's why many have gone to witchcraft. Stay with the word of God. Stay with the prayer. Whether they are spectacular or not. Just lean on God. Confess love. Pray in the spirit. One day, God is bringing the spectacular. Amen. And it's coming in our season. Now we will heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out demons. Amen. That's like I said, Jesus, 0 to 30, he was living supernatural. Then he did, after 30, God now added to him the spectacular. He walked on water. Feed the 5,000. Raise the dead. Cleanse the lepers. The spectacular was now there on a daily basis. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, and he went about doing good, healing all those that were sick and oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Praise the Lord. Bible says, and special miracles were wrought by the hands of Paul. Praise the Lord. That they took handkerchief aprons from him and went to the sick, and deliverance, demons were coming out just by touching with them. It wasn't witchcraft. A time came, God did it. But before then, Paul just lived supernatural. Then later God added the spectacular. Amen. You see, this unbelieving, adulterous, godless, pagan worshipping God, we soon see the spectacular of God. This world, unbelieving, immoral, pagan worshipping world, will soon see the spectacular of God. Amen. At the beautiful gates, when Peter and John said, these people have done a notable miracle, and there's nothing we can say about it. Amen. But don't live your life looking for the spectacular. No, live the supernatural. Live in the supernatural. It's God who adds the spectacular. Amen. God will add the spectacular. But live in the supernatural. Read the Bible. Pray in the Spirit. Confess the love of God. Confess the Pauline prayer, Spirit of wisdom and revelation. Just believing and just be obeying the impulse of the Holy Spirit, the sense, the prompting, the leading of the Holy Spirit. Just be obeying it, and things will be working together for good for you. Praise the Lord. Things will be working together for good for you. We don't say, everything just working for, it's God. But they did, there was no earthquake, there was nothing, but things are just working. Amen. Pray in the Spirit. Read the Bible. Amen. Our time is up, but I feel led to share one or two stories. Just comes to mind. In my faculty, veterinary medicine, I have contested for the two major posts. The faculty has just two major posts, the dean and the director of the vet hospital. I've contested for both of them. Elections and won both. I think I'm the only person that has ever done a competitive election. Sometimes people are unopposed for the two posts and won. Till I became dean, I used to be I was a researcher. I was apolitical. So naturally, you know, when you are planning politics, you have to start having your crowd. I was nothing like that. I have no political. But when a dean was rounding up, one of the fathers called me and said to his office, he said, I want you to be the next dean. I said, Misa. I said, it's not something in my mind. I said, it's either you or this person. I said, sir, she's very good. She can do it. I said, two of you should talk. I don't want anybody outside two of you. This our faculty needs a change. So I went to our office. I said, are you interested? I'll support you. So I left. I'll continue my research, continue my teaching, everything. And then suddenly, as we're approaching the election, they made her the deputy vice chancellor. So people say, Shebi, you say you won't do. There is her turn. And then some people said, this man, lie, he can never be our team. He will start talking standard. You start talking top publication. you start talking deep research. So someone said, you want him to Olokwade to be your dean. Is it research that we eat in a university? I don't know what they want to eat. It was keenly contested. Smear campaign. You know what they call smear campaign? When you'll be evil spoken of. I got to, don't go there, or don't join them in that kind of, just tell them what you want to do if you become the dean. Very tough smear campaign. One day, one guy comes to my office and says, what are your plans? I started saying a little, but I just got the prompting of the Holy Spirit. Don't talk too much to this guy. So when I want to explain, don't talk. So I mellowed down, kept my plans. So he said, don't worry, I promise you, I'll support you. He goes out of my office, moves to the next block. One of them said, nonsense. He was talking to someone. Rubbish, don't mind him. Who does he think he is? This is that. When he was in charge of admission, he was always admitting people on merit. All our children that we gave him, he was saying they didn't pass. He now wants to be dean. He can never be dean. Then I have a PhD student who is not in UI, but is in Lautech. So only comes around. So they don't know her. So that was now passing. So they don't know her. And he was talking. So that one time I said, sir, did somebody wear blue? And go, come on. I say, yes. He said, sir, this and this and this and this is what he was saying outside. And God said, don't talk too much to this guy. That's supernatural. That's supernatural. I went to an office to campaign. This guy is going to vote. He's not in our faculty, so there are some 5-6 people that are not in our faculty who are in the faculty, but they'll vote. So I went to his office. I said, I came to see you because I want to be dean. Listed the things I want to do when I become the dean. Listed. He kept looking at me. So he had some masters and PhD students in the office. And I said, Prof, can you follow me outside? So we went. I said, okay, I listened to you. I just wanted to tell you that your opponents were here before you. And as you were talking, it dawned on me that all what they said, or all what you have said, is the things you want to do when you become dean. All what they said is why he should never vote for me. They never said one thing they wanted to do. So he now said, obviously you know where my vote will go. He said they never mentioned one thing they will do. The only thing they said were the reasons why he should never vote for me. But you didn't mention one word about them. Not one. You only said the things you will do when you become the dean. I think there are many more stories, but just to show you that God rules in the affairs of men. What I was just sure of was that when people said, you must be dean, the person that you are saying he will be dean is now DVC. I went to pastor. I said, sir, deanship election is coming up. People are talking to me that I should be dean. I think I'm ready to be a pastor. Give me some time to pray about it. The pastor calls me and said, it's a go. Go contest. I kept having that inner witness. It's a done deal. But outside, it was scary. If you look at the wind, you will not sow. And there was enough witness that God showed. I didn't need the wind to blow or earthquake, but I could see God's hands. That's the life God has called us to. So make sure he intervenes. Make sure he is involved. I think the last one I was saying in that story is, there was a guy who used to vote. But he didn't know. We are not sure about that department, whether a rep should vote or not. But when they looked at the constitution, a rep in that department should vote. I started looking for the rep. Who is the rep of social science that will come and vote in vet election? I kept, finally, I called. Someone else said, this is the rep. No, Dr. Busari. Okay. Social science girl. Says Dr. Busari. Can I get his phone number? So someone now gave me his phone number. So I now called. My prof. I said, Dr. Busari, how are you? Fine. There's deanship election tomorrow. He said, Oga, forget it. I said, what do you mean by forget? He said, your opponents were already here. They were here. Apparently, Busari and I went to the same secondary school. We were in the same hostel. So, they came and said they wanted to be, tomorrow is election. I said, okay. We didn't know social science. You are there. You come. Well, I said, okay, fine. Since nobody has spoken to me, he was telling my opponent. So, okay, it's tomorrow. I'll come and vote. So they said, thank you very much. Please make sure you are there. So they were going to say, excuse me, but who is your opponent? He says, Professor Lopa. They said, Say it again. So Professor Lopa, they said, that is my distinguished senior. In short, when is the time for the voting? I will be there to vote for you. I want to thank you for coming to... So that's what he was now telling me on the phone. And he was there on time. If they didn't come, he would never have known. He said, that's my distinction. So I thank you so much for this information. He's telling my opponents that too. I'll be there to vote for him tomorrow. No need to slander anybody. No need to fight. Just stay with God. Pray. Commit everything to God's hand. God, and that's how all aspects of our lives should be. Don't join the multitude to do evil. The only reason why you do that is that we are not in the supernatural. The things that are committed to God's hands, He's able to keep them. Amen. And He will direct you. He will lead you out. That's supernatural. Amen. That's the supernatural. He will direct you. He will lead you in the way that you should go. What are you looking for again? That's the supernatural. And if you stay with God, He will add the spectacular. Amen. Praise the Lord. They told us we should use 1 hour. I think our 1 hour is up. There's a problem with the gen and diesel. Let's bow to God. It's a personal thing. Commit your life into His hands. Commit your life into His hands. You are not a loser committing your life to God's hands. You are not a weakling committing your life to God's hands. You are not degenerate. You are not a dreg of society because you committed your life to God's hands. In all thy ways, acknowledge me, says God, and I will direct your path. He will cause all things to work together for good. Stop the world's standard. Stop the world's mechanism. Stop the world's methods. Our God is able. Our God is faithful. We just need to commit to a life of walking in love. And how do we do things as Christians? It's by faith. You confess the love scriptures. That's how you get love. You confess it. Whatever you say, you shall have. Pray for spirit of wisdom and revelation. It's also by faith. By confessing and praying. Pray in the spirit. The analog natural prayers cannot handle 21st century. 21st century is immorality and ungodliness. You need praying in the spirit. The Yoruba says, and it's true, your own antidote to the complexity of the spirit world is praying in the spirit. And then read your Bible. Feed yourself with the word of God. Jesus only had one answer. It is written. It is written. It is written. That prayer in the spirit activates the word of God that is deposited in your heart and causes it to come forth with words with power. That's what they say about Jesus. For his words were with power. So that our lives will not rest in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. It may not initially be spectacular, but it's power. And ultimately, God will add the spectacular. Let's start to pray in the spirit gently. Reketo soko probobo shante keride. Meke prepepikiso prepepikiso probo sakata karibakaki. Rekeso skeke prepekiski. Rakiso ske pepekito ke pepekise prepekete pepekise. Besto koruba sakato prebebeba shante keride keke bebekiste prono. Let's stand up. Rusta kabra mama basante. Rabo shakate kerede ke su produce marakas kanta katata katoto korobakaka makrekete sete kerede gege makato prebebo shanda la 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 regede bekako prebebe sakato prebekis ragade kerede ki su prede makreke ke sete reke soske prebebekis ke prebekiki bo prebebe shanda la 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 kaski mambra nos kata karibakusa Borobo sapam brodo chandelele maseke de brebekisu mander kakabo sandala la kasi ridebekusu kobrobo kosha lederia. In Jesus mighty name, say Heavenly Father, help me to be honest, to be honest, to be meek, to be lowly in heart, to lean on you, to depend on you, to seek to develop the love of God, to pray for spirit of wisdom and revelation. Pray Pauline prayers. Pray in the spirit and read the word of God. Let me acknowledge you in all my ways so that you direct my path, so I can live the supernatural life in this natural, ungodly, and pagan world, so that in it, I will walk worthy of God unto all pleasing. I'll be fruitful in every good work and increase in the knowledge of God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name we've prayed. Let's give the Lord a super hand clap. Hallelujah. Let's quickly...